When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
Brittany Griner is free. I would love to talk about one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time returning home from being held as a political prisoner over a vape pen. But enough of you have made today's event about you, your morals, your preferences, and your politics that I'm not even sure it's possible to talk about Brittany Griner. So let's talk about you. You don't think that the Biden administration should have traded a convicted arms dealer for a female basketball player, especially with former Marine reservist and Iraq war veteran Paul Wieland going on 4 years behind bars for what may or may not be false charges of espionage. That's sensible, I guess. But my question for you is, when did you first learn Paul Wieland's name? And when was the first time that you appealed directly to the Biden administration for his release, or the Trump administration for that matter, or at the very least, publicly posted on any social media platform to alert your followers of a cause that today's events revealed that you have apparently cared so much about and are so deep and near and dear to your heart? Go ahead, pause the video and look it up for me, and then send it to me. If you find it, listen, I'll send you a gift card. Was it before Brittany Griner's detention? And if not, are you prepared to keep that same energy from here forward to pressure our leaders to negotiate the release of political prisoners from vindictive, undemocratic countries? Maybe you're completely committed to fighting injustice of Brittany Griner's release in the face of Paul Wieland's continued detention on behalf of the Wieland family. Surely, the Wieland family must be furious at this inexplicable injustice, and you're just doing your part on their behalf with their blessing. It's not like Paul Wieland has a twin brother out there saying something to the effect of, "I'm so glad that Brittany Griner is on her way home," or "the Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and make the deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen." Can you imagine if Paul Wieland had a twin brother named David that said those exact same things today? That would mean that your outrage wasn't about the family at all. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Or maybe you just wanted to make sure that a member of the United States Armed Forces is treated with the same dignity and has his needs prioritized. You're pro-military, right? You're so pro-military that you have the same rules as the USAA. You don't just care about the troops, you care about their families. So, what if former Marine Paul Wieland hypothetically had a daughter imprisoned in Russia? You'd probably rather have her home than Brittany Griner, right? Wouldn't it be crazy, though, if there was somebody out there named Raymond Griner that served two tours in Vietnam and spent 30 years as a cop, hoping for somebody as pro-military as yourself to come along and reward the sacrifice that he made and advocate on your behalf to get his daughter home. I'd imagine that that would motivate somebody as pro-military as yourself into action. Or maybe you just spent too much time on ESPN's trade machine and you don't want a war criminal back on the St. Petersburg streets because it's an objectively unfair price for the country to pay. Certainly, you've known about Victor Bout's imprisonment since the Bush Justice Department pursued him and the Obama administration extradited and imprisoned him. And I know that you can provide lots of public receipts that you've posted about how important an asset he is to the American government in hostage negotiations. Posts that you definitely made before Brittany Griner's arrest. You can show me all that, right? Maybe you just want the Secretary of State to publicly acknowledge how lopsided and unpopular this is. I'll do you a favor. Let me read this direct quote from the Secretary of State. "We acknowledge that the release of these prisoners is unpopular, but this is a difficult action that will lead to an important result." Oh, wait, my mistake. That was Donald Trump's Secretary of State talking about the release they negotiated of 5,000 imprisoned members of ISIS and the Taliban, 400 of which were said by the Afghan government to be convicted of serious crimes, including the killing of Afghans and the citizens of the international community. Oh, that's my bad, guys. I'm positive that you'll be able to provide me with several examples of the outrage you publicly expressed when Donald Trump's treaty to get us out of Afghanistan called for the release of nearly 5,000 Taliban and ISIS soldiers. Of course, I didn't mean to make more work for you, but I know you're consistent. So I'll wait here while you gather that information up. But hey, there's always a few of you that don't just think that the United States should be doing anything to negotiate the foreign punishment of a spoiled athlete that hates America. After all, Brittany Griner called for the end of the playing of the national anthem before WNBA games. It doesn't matter, though, that Brittany Griner was specifically protesting the unjust killing of Breonna Taylor and the lack of accountability for the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. It doesn't matter that Griner repeatedly said that she loved the police and grew up wanting to be a police officer like her father. It also doesn't matter that she repeatedly said that she supports the idea of a new national anthem rather than stand for one that includes the unsung third verse about hunting down rebel slaves. It's the principle of the matter. This is America. You can't just go around protesting our hallowed institutions because a woman got shot by law enforcement. And you're consistent. It's not like you're out here calling for justice for Ashley Babbitt. Are you? Certainly you've thought this through. You've been consistent. You cared about the executive branch's role in political prisoner negotiations long before Brittany Griner was detained. And you're going to keep caring long after she's been freed. I'm definitely going to see you at the rallies to release Paul Whelan. And I'm definitely not going to see you doing anything but deferring to the statements and wishes of loved ones. I know you condemn Trump's prisoner release. And you're not partisan at all. So you'll do the same when the next Republican president is faced with a similar decision. And every time somebody brings up January 6th, I'm going to hear you talking about how the police have a hard job and how everyone and anyone that protests the convictions that came out in the events that day, that they hate America and are criminals that deserve to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Because today's energy has always been your energy, right? Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.